Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. A D.C. group called the National Council on Teacher Quality has published an incendiary assessment of the nation's teacher training programs in U.S. News and World Report, contending, among other things, that California's training schools are among the worst. The study argues California's approach focuses heavily on, quote, addressing racist attitudes, gender bias, and classism, as opposed to instruction in how to teach. The state's superintendent of public instruction told the L.A. Times the report, quote, applied a one-size-fits-all checklist to assess more than 1,000 programs across the country. One of the lead funders for the close to $5 million study, the Broad Foundation, based in Los Angeles. Today, the board of the Los Angeles Unified School District votes on whether to press the state for changes in the parent trigger law. Of the 5 times the law has been engaged in California, 3 were in the LAUSD, leading at least one board member to suggest tweaks to the way parent trigger works in Los Angeles. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez has more.
Under the parent trigger law, when a majority of parents signs a petition, those parents get to decide how to restructure a school where test scores fall far below the state average. Reforms can include removing the principal, asking a charter school company to run the campus, or making other changes. But LA school board member Steve Zimmer believes the process is flawed.
I'm concerned that everybody has access to accurate information. I'm concerned that everybody gets to participate in the process. And I'm concerned that we are focusing on the schools that objectively need this type of transformation the most.
Zimmer's resolution, which comes before the full board today, would ask state legislators to change the law and give all parents at the school a say in the transformation method. The proposal also requires unbiased information presented at a school community meeting and to the local school board members before they vote on a parent petition. The nonprofit group Parent Revolution has been involved in promoting parent trigger petitions. The group's deputy director, Gabe Rose, doesn't have a problem with Zimmer's plan, but says parents have had a hard time implementing the law.
But we can't be supportive of it unless it addresses the actual biggest problem, which is the continued harassment and intimidation of parents who are standing up to try to organize and fight for their kids.
University of Southern California education researcher Julie Marsh says the Zimmer proposal signals that the law is going through a shakeout period.
The fact that you can get the majority of parents to sign something that could actually change how the school operates or who is operating it is pretty revolutionary.
Marsh says that while several other states have parent trigger laws, California is at the forefront of figuring out how much power to give parents. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.
State prison officials deliver a monthly progress report to federal judges on overcrowding. And the latest report acknowledges the problem is getting worse. The state's 33 prisons are now at more than 150% capacity on average, even though realignment has allowed the state to transfer more than 24,000 people to county jails. Lawyers for the Brown administration promised new legislation is in the works that would allow for California to keep more inmates in private prisons out of state, lease beds from county jails, and release elderly and medically frail inmates early. Over the last 5 years, California courts have been hit hard by state budget cuts. The new state budget restores some funding, but more than 50 courts have already closed, and those still open are delivering slower service and charging higher fees. As Chris Richard reports, the cuts have hit particularly hard in far-flung communities, like Blythe, which sits on the border with Arizona.
It's a typical busy morning in Judge Sarah Christian's courtroom.
Remain seated. Come to order. Court is now in session.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Christian is the Blythe Court's only judge. She oversees all of the civil and criminal cases for this farm town of 20,000 people. Blythe is about 3 hours from Riverside and about as far east as you can get in California.
Well, I'll make a note and see that part of his probation has been satisfied.
Blythe is in Riverside County, which has been struggling with severe budget cuts and has already closed 2 courts. To minimize reductions in the more populated areas, officials may close the Blythe Courthouse. If they do, residents will have to drive 100 miles to see a judge.
It's going to be a burden.
Stephen Moyers stopped by the Blythe courthouse recently to submit proof that he's met the conditions of his probation. He says if he had to handle transactions like that before the next nearest judge in Indio, his 3-minute court appearance might easily mean missing half a day of work or more.
There's a lot of people that are upset over it. Financially, they're not going to be able to do it.
It's not just the inconvenience. Blythe City Manager David Lane worries about residents who might not have a car capable of withstanding the desert's 110-degree heat on the trek to Indio. The median family income here is well below average for California. Lane says closing the court would also affect city government. Currently, police officers can work the streets no more than 5 or 6 minutes from the courthouse until they're called to testify in trials.
If we now have to conduct all our business in Indio, and now we're talking, of course, 200 miles round trip, the cops can't be on patrol here. Do we have enough money to hire 2 or 3 or 10 more cops for a backfill? The answer is no. As we sit here, I'm not sure what we would do.
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
The Blythe Rotary Club always opens its weekly meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. City Councilman Wayne Cusick says the people here take that pledge to heart. And closing a courthouse is contrary to their community values.
Coming to Blythe is like stepping back in time. And you have time to think about some of the grander things in life, like liberty and freedom, and how you want to go about it.
Rotary members have gathered 300 signatures on a petition to state and local officials arguing that the court is essential to their community. It's not just Blythe. Judicial districts throughout the state are also facing cutbacks and closures. Los Angeles County just announced plans to lay off 500 court employees.
There is just a period of time now where we can't offer the services we always offered, but we have to be able to offer at least a minimum.
Ronald Roby is a state appellate court justice and chairman of a statewide commission on access to the courts. He is advising the state judicial council in setting such a minimum standard.
Liberty and justice for all is only there when we have the courts. The courts and the rule of law are what makes America different from everywhere else in the world.
State lawmakers were able to restore some money for the courts in the budget they just sent to the governor, $60 million to be divvied up among all the counties. As for the Blythe Courthouse, Riverside County officials hope to make a decision about whether they can keep it open by the end of the month. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard in Blythe.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, June 18th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org.